Over 80% of new wind power last year went up in states that voted for President Donald Trump. It may sound strange when Trump's aim is to bolster coal, not wind, but what red states usually promote is individual choice and a smart use of money. Inside Energy's Madeline Beck reports that wind power, both large and small, is literally changing Wyoming's energy landscape.
Chugwater, Wyoming, population 212. About 9 miles north of it, I turn west, then north, then east, then I get lost.
I have no idea where I am.
I finally broke down and called Gregor Gortz, who told me I needed to turn by the large hay bales. I found him driving a John Deere tractor, seeding a wheat patch for next year.
Hi, are you Gregor?
We talk in my car, where it's a bit quieter.
I have a dryland wheat farm, and we have a ranch.
He says farms and ranches here are surviving on narrowing margins, and last year was especially hard. His wheat crop was a complete failure.
It's going to take something to supplement our income, or we will be the next ones to fall out and sell off.
That supplement? Wind turbines. A few years ago, Gortz got a bunch of farmers together to pool properties to attract wind energy companies. They now have a contract with wind company Pathfinder, who will put up the turbines once they find a buyer for all that wind energy.
Well, Grandma and Kenny are here.
Jim Lerwick is part of Gortz's association. I met him and his wife and grandkids at his home near Albin, Wyoming, in the southeast corner of the state. He has thousands of acres, and he says wind is just another way to make his operations profitable.
It's a resource that flows over our properties, just like oil is under our properties.
Wyoming is an energy state. Oil, coal, natural gas, and wind. In the past, there's been stiff opposition to the expansion of wind power. Critics say federal wind subsidies, production tax credits, give wind an unfair advantage. The turbines destroy Wyoming's expansive views. The wind energy wouldn't provide power for Wyoming. Instead, the market is likely the West Coast. California wants 100% renewable energy by 2045. All that riles Wyomingites. The state is one of only two in the nation that levies a tax on wind production. Last year, Republican State Senator Cale Case proposed raising that tax, saying if California wants the wind,
they should pay to compensate future generations of Wyoming children for something they'll never have, which is that viewshed.
Despite all that opposition, there may be a lot of new wind turbines on the horizon. There are two massive private projects going up in the state, both among the largest in the world. And earlier this year, regional utility PacifiCorp announced a multi-billion-dollar plan to upgrade and expand wind production in Wyoming. And they already have customers across six states. Rita Meyer is vice president of Rocky Mountain Power's Wyoming branch. It's a subsidiary of PacifiCorp.
Obviously, when you're choosing to invest $3.5 billion in projects, that's based not on politics, it's based on business strategy.
Out on PacifiCorp's Glen Rock Wind Farm, massive new turbine parts sit on the ground, ready to extend the life and increase efficiency of the fleet. I ran my hand along the fiberglass and balsa wood blade. The site is on an old coal mine. Now, it's a 158-turbine wind farm, producing enough energy to power 66,000 homes for a year. That's a wind turbine starting up. PacifiCorp now generates nearly 60% of its electricity from decades-old coal plants, but now wind can compete with the cost of coal. The economics are pushing wind, and so are politics. Federal wind subsidies will only help projects completed by the end of 2020. So Rocky Mountain Power wants permitting for their new plan to go through quickly. Once that's complete, Rita Meyer says construction isn't a problem.
We are really good at building things.
In the next 5 to 10 years, there are plans to build more than 2,000 turbines across the state. Wind will be taking its place as one of the major sources of energy in Wyoming, right alongside coal, oil, and gas. While a lot of wind energy will flow out of the state, it could bring extra income into these conservative rural areas. A helping hand for farms and ranches. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Madeline Beck.
That piece comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues.